SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Madison Lane, back with another daily dose of Stoic wisdom to fuel your day. Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes even when you want to scream no? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt and your energy reserves are running on fumes? Well, my friend, it's time to talk about boundaries. Boundaries are the unsung heroes of a fulfilling life. They're the invisible fences we set up around our time, energy, and emotions, protecting what matters most. And let me tell you, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care on steroids. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house uninvited, right? Your life is your home, and you get to decide who gets access, when they get access, and what kind of energy they bring in. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Boundaries sounds a little rigid, doesn't it? But trust me, boundaries aren't about being closed off or building walls around yourself. They're about creating healthy spaces where you can thrive. Think of them as guidelines that help you navigate relationships, prioritize your well-being, and ultimately live a more authentic and fulfilling life. Ready to unlock the power of boundaries? Here are five key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. We all have things we simply won't compromise on, whether it's spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing your passions, or getting enough sleep. Figure out what absolutely lights your soul on fire and what drains your energy like a bad influencer. 2. Say no with grace. Saying no can feel awkward at first, but trust me, it gets easier. Practice delivering your no's with kindness and assertiveness. You don't need to over-explain or apologize for prioritizing your own needs. Remember, a simple thank you for the offer, but I'm not able to commit right now can be incredibly powerful. 3. Communicate clearly. When setting boundaries, be clear about what you need and expect. Don't leave room for misinterpretation. You say statements to express your feelings and needs without blaming others. For example, instead of saying you always interrupt me, try I feel unheard when I'm interrupted. Could we please allow each other to finish our thoughts? 4. Enforce your boundaries consistently. This is the big one. Setting boundaries is only half the battle. Actually enforcing them is what makes all the difference. If someone repeatedly crosses your boundaries, it's time to have a direct conversation or, if necessary, distance yourself from the situation. Remember, you deserve to be treated with respect. 5. Boundaries evolve. Life is constantly changing, and so are our needs. Regularly check in with yourself and see if your boundaries still serve you. Don't be afraid to adjust them as needed. Think of it like fine-tuning a beautiful instrument. A little tweak here and there can make all the difference. Let me tell you a story about this whole boundary thing. Remember that friend who always seemed to have an emergency whenever you were about to kick back and relax? Yeah, that was my girl Jenny back in college. She'd call at 9 p.m. with a last-minute request for help, whether it was picking up her laundry or brainstorming a paper due the next day. I was always so eager to please, but I eventually realized that Jenny was taking advantage of my good nature. My boundaries were practically non-existent. One day, after another late-night call about her urgent situation, it turned out she just forgot to study. I snapped. I said something like, "Jenny, I love helping you out, but I also need time for myself. Maybe we could plan a specific time each week where I can dedicate some of my energy to your needs." To my surprise, Jenny was totally cool with it. She understood that I wasn't trying to be selfish. I just needed to take care of myself. From then on, our friendship became healthier and more balanced. We both respected each other's time and space, and it made all the difference. So remember, setting boundaries isn't about being difficult. It's about creating healthy relationships and prioritizing your well-being. It takes courage to say no sometimes, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. Let's wrap this up with a quick recap. First, identify your non-negotiables, those things that light you up and keep your soul fueled. Second, practice saying no with grace and kindness. Third, communicate your boundaries clearly and directly. Fourth, enforce them consistently. Remember, actions speak louder than words. And lastly, be open to adjusting your boundaries as life evolves. All right, my amazing listeners, go out there and set those boundaries. You got this. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little boundary-boosting inspiration. Until next time, keep it stoic and stay brilliant.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.